In Israel, there is talk of a diplomatic tsunami coming. It would come in the form of a United Nations resolution recognizing Palestinian statehood. Such a move could set borders for a Palestinian state on territory captured by Israel in the 1967 war. Israeli officials say that dealing with the conflict at the UN would undermine the peace process, though there's very little left of the peace process these days. Shira Frankel reports on how the Palestinians are pushing their cause by taking a page from Israeli history.
This video stream of an EU press conference in Brussels was closely monitored at Israel's government offices in Jerusalem. Catherine Ashton, the EU's high representative, was speaking about a report that shows ways in which the Palestinians have made progress towards statehood.
The Palestinian Authority has made significant progress. Today, Palestinian institutions compare favorably with those in established states.
Over the past month, there's been a flood of reports drawing the same conclusion. In Israel, these reports make many people nervous. They increase the chances that this coming September, the Palestinians will succeed in their bid to win formal UN recognition of statehood. Dani Ayalon is Israel's deputy foreign minister. He repeatedly uses the word unfortunate when he talks about the Palestinians' decision to take the issue to the UN.
I think that their unilateral approach is very unfortunate. I don't think it is a service for the national interests of the Palestinians.
Ayalon expresses the view of many in the Israeli government when he says that the declaration of a Palestinian state by the UN would harm peace efforts. Palestinian officials haven't announced the wording of the resolution they intend to submit to the General Assembly, but they have publicly hinted that they will call for recognition of 1967 borders. That would include all of the West Bank and East Jerusalem, where Israel currently has some 500,000 settlers. Palestinians say those communities are illegal and should be evacuated under international law. Israel says they're part of Greater Israel and hopes that many will remain under a peace deal. But Ayalon argues that by taking the vote to the UN, the Palestinians will put an end to the decades-long peace process.
A unilateral approach and certainly their formal request of the United Nations will mean the end of the peace process. I think it will be a blow to the international community's efforts, to the quartet, to the American leadership. I believe it will also further destabilize the situation.
But Palestinian officials argue that a vote by the UN will help rather than hinder peace talks.
I believe that negotiating in that status would be much more fruitful than the situation we are in right now. But when two states negotiate, there would be more of equality in addressing the issues.
That's Dimitri Diliani, a Palestinian council member who's involved in preparing the resolution for the UN. He says a similar General Assembly resolution recognized Israeli statehood in 1947.
Israel used similar process. The state of Palestine is by any means necessary. And I believe that there is nothing wrong to learn from our adversaries. They were good at something, we learn from them.
But he acknowledges that UN recognition of a Palestinian state won't necessarily mean peace. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.